Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. Praise God. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, August 31st of 2020. And I have to tell you, can't believe how quick August went. September tomorrow. Where is, and by the way, listeners, where has 2020 gone? And I know early on, at first it was going by kind of slow in the winter like it usually does, and then it was going by quicker. And then, of course, we had the COVID lockdown, mask up, shut down, shut up, whatever you want to call it. The big thing in March. And then for a while there, it went by super slow. And then ever since then, time just flew by. Ever since. And I'm glad to be with you tonight. And I hope that you receive everything that God has for you tonight. And it's going to be a good night tonight. I got a lot of things to talk about. I want to talk to you about the conference where we dealt with the Ministry of Helps and how the Ministry of Helps is so important. It really is. And I'm going to share a little bit tonight. I'm going to share a little bit tomorrow night on why.
Your friend Anna is listening and she wants you to sing before 7 because she has to get off.
All right. I'm going to do it. And listeners, I have a new song tonight that I've actually been working on it a little bit. It's one that we sang a bit at the conference. And by the way, listeners, if any of you are wondering, oh, by the way, is it Rattle? You'll have to listen to see. It might be. At Invasion, like I know the Rattle song on, the first time I had heard it, it was a couple nights before Invasion. And then at Invasion, they didn't play it the first two nights. They played it twice the third night of Invasion, and then they played it as the final song, and then I only heard it once that we sang it after that. But then at the conference, they did it like the opening song of the week, and then Thursday night they did it not once, not twice, three times. Because what happens is at my church, Thursday night's midweek service. So first song, open up, Rattle. Pastor comes up to take the offering, as he usually does after one or two songs if we have a conference on Thursday night. Then he says, Craig, you're really into the song. He's like, do it again. And then there's encore involved. And then pastor just decides, I'm going to come up and teach now. And then at the end, they did it again. Friday, they did it again, like to end the conference. And it's powerful. it's a good one, and so I really enjoy it. And tonight's going to be a little bit different because I'm going to sing, and then I'll kind of share my heart a little bit before we open the word, because usually I like to share like what's going on, then sing, and then get into the word. But tonight we'll do that a little bit different. Before I sing, though, I do want to remind you that this show tonight brought to you by your local McDonald's, or you can go and get an any size Coca-Cola for a dollar. And if you got the app, you can get $1 large fries, at least in this area you can, up to December. And it's a daily deal. And so just remember, from McDonald's is always a simple joy of it's the simple joy of summer. So, told you I was going to sing, and now we are. Saturday silent, surely it was through. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment, Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Pentecostal fire, stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power, raising nothing to. I know there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise making dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Hear the rattle. This is the sun that was drawn on the bones of Elijah. No. My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that he wants to. Just ask the son that was grown on the bones of Elijah. Anything is the moon. Just at the stone that was rolled at the tomb in the garden. I see him, feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now. Do it now. Do it now. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave. I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. This is the praise make. I mean, this is the sound of dry bones rattling. Do you hear it? I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. And this is what it said. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise making dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Rattles. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You give life. You are love. You give light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you restore, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Ooh, thank you, Lord. You are life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Thank you, Lord, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That all listeners, if you're somewhere where you can safely, just lift your hands unto the Lord. Just thank him. Just thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in us. Thank you that you led these listeners to this program. You led them. Thank you that they would tell others about it. I thank you, Lord God, that you use this program. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, all these listeners, that you just bless them, encourage them, strengthen them, deal with these people, fix them, heal them, give them whatever they need from you tonight. And I just thank you that as we exhort, as we enter your word, I thank you that they would receive everything that you have for them tonight, in Jesus' matchless name. And Lord, I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners are coming into this program. I say that increases in listenership are coming to this program. I say that finances are coming. And most important of all, I thank you for the huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great show, in Jesus' matchless name, amen, 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 amen. Now, before I get, before I open the Bible to get to what I want to talk about, which we will do in a few minutes, I'm going to talk to you tonight about the dry bones of Ezekiel. Because I love dealing with all the different Bible stories. And those of you listeners that know how I do it, I love gleaning from and telling you things that are behind these stories. And what, and you may wonder, what's the significance of the dry bones? Well, we're going to find out when we read it. And I know some of you, you know, in particular those of you who read your Bible regularly, obviously, even if you do read it regularly, you know, there's stories or there might be verses that you might not fully grasp yet. But tonight's going to be, it's going to, yeah. So we're going to talk about the dry bones, Ezekiel. And it, like I said, it's going to be good. Now, the Ministry of Health Conference. Listeners, the Ministry of Health is actually very important. It really is. It's the Ministry of Helps, other than the pastor, the Ministry of Helps is what allows church to be able to have a service. The Ministry of Helps is what allows it. Because if not, without the Ministry of Helps, and I know people like to say, some people might say, oh, volunteers. Oh, well, in the sense, you know, they're not, obviously, I mean, like at my church, we don't pay, they don't pay the greeters. You're not paid to play in the band. You're not. But we don't call it, in my church, they don't call it volunteers. They call it sort of like serving the Lord. It's called the Ministry of Helps. It's not called volunteer. Though that's what you're doing. And even me. I've greeted for years. I sang in the choir for a while back in the day. But then, now the choir is like only like 3 people. We used to have a lot more in it, but a lot of them got into serving in other areas too, so that's why they couldn't necessarily. But I've helped teach children's church. You know some of the younger kids, you know, reading the verses to them and then discussing with them when my mom and dad would teach, and sometimes I've vacuumed, and here's a good mindset that you should have when you do something in the church. If all you're doing in your local church is coming, receiving, and going home, and you now I get it. You'll have services like that all the time, and that's one thing. But if, let's just say you've been to that church for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, however long, and all you've done is come to church, maybe skipped a bunch, maybe not. Come to the service. Say amen. Give your tithes and offerings. Receive the word. And all that. But you don't help. You're not serving. Then, obviously, the way I see it, you got to be involved in your church in some way or form. The Ministry of Helps is very important, like whether you do it. Because it's got to be done. We calculated that there's 87 things to a church service. Remember, Shelley, that's what he said, 87. Remember? like 87. At Invasion, it takes almost 100 people to run it at any one time. Remember? I'm just saying as examples. Imagine. Let me just use an example. Tonight, after this is done, I'm going to stream my pastor, who is at a church in Kentucky that my brother goes to. And obviously, I don't have the stream to every church pastor goes, and not every pastor streams their services even. But let's just say I go on the stream. So I go to the website or go on Facebook, on their Facebook, Abundant Life Kentucky, Abundant Life KY, and I go on there to where they're supposed to be live. Or I go to the website and I click on where you should say stream. But we'll just say the media people decided not to be there. Or the person who was supposed to unlock the door decided not to show up. Or the band members all decided we're not going to come. Just letting you think about this for a second. That's all important. And obviously with the Ministry of Helps, you could almost do a series on every different department that requires ministry, you know, of your church. You know, greeters, how to do the right handshake, although not when COVID's going around. I mean, I can see why they don't. Personally, I am that guy where they say do air high fives. I do a real one. I don't wear a mask to church. In fact, the church is the last place I wear a mask to. Nobody wears it there. Not at mine. You could have one with the hostess. You could certainly have one with the band. Because for the worship team, because it's really important that, and your worship team should be led by the Spirit of God to be able to know, okay, they have the mind of God, okay, what's Pastor want for the service, God? Can you show us? Or more so than what's your pastor, ultimately it's what do you want, Jesus? What do you want? And maybe one service, it's you do a couple of fast songs, couple of slow songs. Maybe another one, it might be only one fast song and then get right into worship. Another one, it might be. I say that because sometimes that's how it is at mine. And obviously, now my at my church, they're very good at knowing. And yes, the worship leaders, I say leaders because it depends who's leading worship that service. Sometimes we have Craig do it. Sometimes we have another guy do it. Sometimes we have a Alyssa do it. So they come prayed up. And they, obviously they make the lists a little bit ahead of time. And obviously they can make adjustments to it as needed. And but that to say, Ministry of Helps is very important. What I'm going to do tomorrow night, what I'm going to do tomorrow night is give you a few golden nuggets between what was said at the conference. To do that, I'll have to go back to YouTube and rewatch parts of some of those videos from the services. Because obviously, your mind can't always remember everything that was said from every service without having to go back and re-listen to some of it. So I'm going to come to you with tomorrow night with some nuggets to give you. And obviously the Ministry of Helps conference at my church sometimes, I mean, here's what will happen. Well, Holy Spirit even. Sometimes, for example, at a Ministry of Helps conference, pastors will bring a couple of their Ministry of Helps people, or like department heads, like maybe the hostess department, I mean the dog readers, maybe the worship department, or maybe the children's department, the youth department, you know, the security team. And they'll bring a couple of people with them, and they'll be taking notes to see how we do it at our church. And they'll be taking notes, like to see how can we implement this. And obviously, if it's a smaller church, that means on a smaller scale. And so it's a powerful impact, and just because you're not singing or playing an instrument or teaching children doesn't mean you're any less important. Filling the toilet paper thing in the bathroom, that's important. No, I will not tell Josh Barkley's toilet paper story from Friday. Remember, Shelley? No, I will not. No. Hey. I was going to leave TP alone. I'm just saying that filling the TP is an important part of the Ministry of Helps. That's all. No, that's not all. I mean, it is very important. The Ministry of Helps is, all of it is important. Vacuum, sanitize. In other words, all the cleaning stuff. Important. Greeting at the door. The very first person that you will see, let's just say, the very first person that a visitor will encounter when they come to your church, when they get in the building, the very first person they will likely encounter is the door greeter at the door. And so it is very important that that person who is greeting at the door, I have to make sure that I'm prayed up. When I do that, I have to make sure I'm prayed up, I'm ready, and that I don't have a bad attitude. Like, really, I got a great, I wanted to stay home and watch football. No, that's not me. I'm just saying, don't have that kind of attitude. And obviously, yes, ushering, that's important. Media, important. Especially these days, when you got people screaming online, on Facebook, YouTube. And if your church does live TV, national TV, like, I mean, if your church does live TV, like my pastor does, the TV and the publications. Because, like at my church, we want to make sure that everything that they have all the opportunities to get their hands on the service. Especially right now. And what do I mean by that? Is this. Media is very important, like this. Right now, generally what we're doing at my church is within the next day or two after every service, for right now, the video, I mean, the whole service at my church goes on YouTube and is also posted on Facebook Live. And some of you may say, disincentivizes people from buying the USB or the CD or whatever. Well, people have to be able to watch the service live if they, for some reason, feel that they can't come to church right now with everything that's going on. And if they feel like they can't, like they're older or something, understand that. And maybe they're used to just having it all on YouTube or Facebook or whatever. That's why every service right now is available live on three platforms, not just one, three. And then on YouTube, and I believe on Facebook, on YouTube at least, goes up there. It's posted to the Marky Barkway YouTube page, and it stays up there. And it has for the last few months. Because obviously at my church, we believe that people should be able to get, should have every opportunity. To hear the word. Amen. And so, it's important, obviously, that the camera people are on post, not fooling around. It's very important, it really is. And I'll be talking more, including some golden nuggets on Ministry of Helps tomorrow. I understand that this is might be the most in-depth I've gotten into the Ministry of Helps because the last few years that I've been doing the show after Ministry of Helps conference, I usually talk a little bit about it, but the more time goes on, you know, things get revealed. Like, obviously, because obviously the longer I've been in the church, the more I learn about the ministry of helps. And obviously that means getting wiser, so I have more insight, more. It was a very powerful conference. And at times, yes, at times, the end times were brought up a bit, including what's going on lately. In the last few months, and we're going to pray over America in regards to that in a couple minutes after I kind of give you a little update. The update is, in case you didn't hear, the CDC released something a couple days ago. The data they released shows that 94% of all those people who died of COVID, 94% of them did not die of just COVID. They had, on average, 2.6 underlying conditions. And the first two that are listed have to do, the first one is flu / pneumonia. The second one is respiratory failure. Also listed is lung failure. And then your other, you know, heart failure, hypertension, all, you know, those other ones. But three of the big ones have to do with your lungs and your respiratory system, influenza, because of the thing that COVID causes, things that are related to COVID. And also the other reason, though it's not considered a comorbidity, obviously is age. Because remember, Shelley, most of the people who die are 70 plus. Remember, Shelley?
Yeah.
So obviously age is not listed. If it was, then it would be. You know what I mean? If it, but I just want. So that means that 150K, you have more like 9,600 or so. 9,600, approximately. And basically every state locked down. And so many places now, they're forcing everyone to wear masks, including in my state. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. Oh, that only 6% of it was COVID only, which means that the survival rate, I'm sure it's still the same, but if you're talking the chances of you dying from only COVID, no other comorbidities, is 0.00000014 or whatever, very low. And obviously even a lot of your flu ones have comorbidities, and I'm not discounting it at all. I'm just teaching you, letting you know. I do have some a couple of so in a way encouraging. I mean, it's a big discovery. A couple other things related. One is that many schools, including Midland Public, went back to school today. And usually I would be very disappointed about schools going back before Labor Day in my state, because we have a law that says that you're not supposed to go back till after Labor Day unless you have a waiver. But this year, these kids haven't been in a classroom since March. And a lot of kids, they miss their friends, they miss their teachers, they miss a lot of things, like they had the equivalent of two summer breaks, even though the first part of it they were in virtual school. But even in my mind, virtual school wouldn't be the same as in person. No, wouldn't be. And so the good thing is that even Midland Public went back to school today, which is, praise God. Now they still have to wear masks and socially distance themselves and that kind of stuff, but at least they get to go back. Those that decided to go back in person. Another good thing, I just got word from an article from the Detroit Free Press that says that our governess, Governor Whitmer, and by the way, I don't mean governess as a slam by any means. I'm just saying it's just a female governor. That's all. Governess. Our governess just, according to sources, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press is saying that Whitmer is very likely to announce on Wednesday that gyms, bowling alleys, movie theaters, and other related businesses will be allowed to open after Labor Day. No news yet on what date, what it involves, but they'll be allowed to open after Labor Day, it looks like. I don't know if this means that she'll move us to phase five. Her plan has six phases. Obviously, phase one and two are the very, 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 very bad ones, because those two basically require lockdown. Basically, it's like those two require like lockdown. That basically means like one of them is like worsening, another is all uncontrolled, like very much. And then there's three, which allows for some. And then right now we're in four, where you may even remember that the initial one for the reopening that came out on April from even Dr. Birx even said that phase one is a little opening, phase two is more so, phase three is. So I don't understand why her first two in particular involved more lock actually shutting down, because to me that should really be phase zero or no phase at all. That makes sense, doesn't it? So in my mind, this should really be what I would call phase two. In my mind, I would delete phase one and two. That makes sense, Shelley, doesn't it, that I would delete the first two? So we'd be in what I would call phase two. And then phase three is improving. Phase four, post-pandemic. On hers, it's phase six. But in my book, it would be phase four. But we're in phase four/two right now. And so I don't know if this means we're going to phase five or not. So just wanted to, so, and we, by the way, we have cases going on. Yep, they're going down. But the plan of the enemy, of course, continues. They're making plans right now. I mean, things have been planned, but there's things involving the election that they would like to sabotage. And obviously they want the riots to increase. And obviously it's the last days. And we have to pray and believe God. And we have to pray that God breaks the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariot. And so we're going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, yeah, we're going to pray over this right now, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. And I know generally it's not a political show, but I do like to educate you, you know, sometimes on what's going on. Not so I can be the news guy, no. But I'll say sometimes a lot of times I'll even say different than what, you know, CNN, Communist News Network, or others will tell you. But so when I take this time, I do it so you can pray and know what to pray. And obviously when things get better, I like to share that too, of course, because like I did tonight, it's good to hear about the positive things. It really is. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord Jesus. We lift up America to you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving on this country. Thank you that you're dealing right now with all of this overreach. These governors and these mayors and these county commissioners and these judges that made decisions against you have decided to shut down the church, that decided to have extreme overreach on businesses. Thank you. And assembly. Thank you, Lord God, that you deal with them. You deal with them. May you ultimately deal with them. And Lord God, I take authority over this rioting and looting that's going on in our streets. I curse it in the name of Jesus. I bind these spirits behind it. I bind this tension. I bind the spirit of racial tension in the name of Jesus, wherever it exists. I bind it. I take authority over that thing in the name of Jesus. And now I thank you, Lord God, that you would just move on our behalf. And I thank you, Lord God, that even right now, that you're moving the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariot. And whatever they have planned, whatever they're planning behind closed doors, will come to naught. It will come to naught. And we'll have one last great awakening, Lord God. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listeners, if you receive that, just say, I receive it. Amen. Amen. Go with me, please, if you would, to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Praise God, Ezekiel 37. Zeke! Zeke! Remember that, Shelley?
Yeah.
And for those of you wondering, listeners, what the whole Zeke thing is about with Shelley, and listeners, let me just say this. Don't worry about it. That's all. Usually when pastor says something like that, he'll put an age on it. But I'm just going to say, don't worry about it. Because usually he'll say, if you're under, don't worry about it. Remember how he says that, Shelley?
Yeah.
But this just only mainly just applies to me, her son. Just a funny moment. But anyway, we're going to Ezekiel 37. And as I said, we're dealing with the dry bones. Amen. Amen. Listeners, don't you love the word? Amen. Me too. I really do. And if you're going to store up something, listeners, store up the word of God. It brings life, brings hope, brings encouragement. Amen. Start reading so I can discuss. Verse 1 of Ezekiel 37, NIV. Now the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he sent me in the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. No, oh no, don't worry, I'm not going to sing. Got a little excited there. He said to me, prophesy to these bones, say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and I will make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and it was the drum line in the Midland High football game. Oh, whoops, I'm sorry. I was prophesying there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together Amen. The bones came together, bone by bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to life, and they stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and I bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Now we'll read. Wait a minute. We'll read this next passage, One Nation and One King, and then we're going to talk about what we read and what the significance of it is. Verse 15. Now the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, take a stick of wood and write on it, belonging to Judah and the Israelites associated with him. Then take another stick of wood and write on it, Ephraim's stick, belonging to Joseph and all the house of Israel associated with him. Join them together, the one stick, and they will become one in your hand. When your countrymen ask you, won't you tell us what you mean by this? Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am going to take the stick of Joseph, which is in Ephraim's hand, and with the Israelite tribes associated with him, and join it to Judah's stick, making them a single stick of wood. And they will become one in my hand. Hold before their eyes the sticks you have written on, and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord said. I will take the Israelites out of the nations where they have gone. I will gather them from all around and bring them back to their own land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and there will be one king over all of them, and they will never again be two nations or be divided into two kingdoms, and they will no longer defile themselves with their idols and vile images or any of these offenses. and I will save them from all their sinful backsliding, and I will cleanse them. They will be my people. I will be their God. My servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd. They will follow my laws and will be careful to keep my decrees, and they will live in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, and land where your fathers lived, I mean the land where your fathers lived. They and their children, and their children's children, grandchildren, they, their children, and their grandchildren will live there forever. And David, my servant, will be their prince forever. And I will make a covenant of peace with them. And it will be an everlasting covenant. And I will establish them, and I will increase their numbers. And I will put my sanctuary among them forever, and my dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then the nations will know that I, the Lord, make Israel holy, when my sanctuary is among them forever. Amen. These dry bones. So, earlier when it starts out, these dry bones are just sitting there in the valley. They're dry. They're not living. They're not breathing. They're disconnected. They're not living at all. They're not breathing. They're sitting there. They were all dry. Then God spoke to Ezekiel, and he told him, prophesy to these bones. Speak to them. And then he said, tell them to breathe. Then he said, tell them to breathe again. Okay, because first God asked him, can these dry bones live again? Lord, I don't know, Lord. Only you know. And then God tells him, tell the dry bones to hear the word of the Lord. And then he basically said, live. And then he told them, breathe. Then he heard a rattle. The dry bones rattled. And the dry bones represent someone living again. They represent healing. They represent people receiving their miracle that they've been believing God for. And then they saw that the bones had given up hope. And then they started to, and these bones, they represent us. The bones represent us. And as you know, I've been believing God for the miracle of my eyes to be able to see again for a long time. So now, whether I read this or I'm singing that song, or even if I'm not, and I just think about it. And I'm just thinking about, maybe not the song, just the word of the Lord. And I'm just thinking, river's eyes will see again. Miracle man's eyes will see again. This is the sight of rivers seeing again. Open the grave. The vision is coming. I'm going to see again. My right ear canal will be as it's supposed to in the name of Jesus. My mind will be as God has made it. What? and I will receive everything that God God has for me. All of these different things. You know, all these different diagnoses. I will be healed of all of this. And these bones will live again. These eyesight sockets of mine will live again. And when I read it, that chapter, the passage in particular about the dry bones, and even at the end of that chapter, about those two different communities with the two different tribes. And he said, they won't be divided anymore. They're now connected. I think of it as a good, solid, connected chapter. And obviously, my bones, they all got connected. And God said to them, do this, do this, do this. Then he said, you know, open the grave. And then, in the other story of this chapter, God had said that David would be the ruler of that nation. Because there'd be one nation, one king. Not divided. And that's another one for another night, but I will deal with this before the election, because we have to deal with the spirit of division in our country. We have to. And so and obviously, even when I was little, I'd hear like the different song about the dry, I'd hear the song about the dry bones, and like, The knee bone connected to the bone connected to the bone. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. Thigh bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the hip bone connected to the knee bone connected to the shin bone connected to the hoop bone. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. And that was like, but all that was about the bones being connected. And of course now we have what the dry bone song really should have been. Rattle. Rattle. Not the other dry bone song. Although that one's still good for the kids, but just imagine at Invasion, they're playing that old, you know, you may remember when you were little, Ezekiel connected to dry bones, oh, he, the weird. Remember that, Shelly? Imagine if they played that at Invasion. The kids would all be like, what's this? Wouldn't say, what? They'd be like, what is this? And it wouldn't have the same effect either. Whereas, this song, it really has only been out for a few months. And somebody had told me that they, Shelly had told me that they thought that that the worship leader at my church wrote it. He didn't. Elevation Worship made it. Power of God is on the song. And you talk about a song that has impact. And it even makes you think about how I see these verses, or maybe it's the verses and how I see the song. It's one way or the other. But I know this. The power level of God was totally on whoever decided to write this song back in March. I mean, it was released in March. I don't know when they actually wrote it, but it's powerful, powerful, anointed. And those verses, powerful verses. And talk about raising the dead. Because it says, even this is the praise, make a dead man walk again. And so, in a minute here, I'm going to pray over those who are believing for a healing in their body. And if it's something that's where it's not supposed to be, maybe the bone's out of place or something, or maybe something's not working the way it's supposed to, I'm going to pray over that thing. I'm going to pray that these bones are going to live. They're going to work the way that they're supposed to. And these bones are going to hear the word of the Lord. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for our bodies. I pray, Lord God, I speak health into our bodies right now. Thank you that any of these listeners who have whatever it is that they have, COVID, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You are done. If you're in any of these listeners' bodies right now, you're done. Not you, my listeners, COVID. You're done in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, colds and flus. I rebuke you, disorders of all various kinds. I rebuke you, heart disease, diabetes, cancer of all types. I rebuke you, respiratory failure. I speak to you, lungs. Lungs, you're going to live again. Ears, you hear, you're going to live again. Eyes, you're going to live. You're going to see again. And to those in wheelchairs, Lord God, feet, back, legs, whatever bone messed up that got these on these wheelchairs, you're going to live again. These bones are going to live again. And these people who are in wheelchairs aren't going to be in them anymore. I thank you, Lord God, that you're the healers. You're the healer. And these bones, these dry bones, are going to hear the word of the Lord. And they're going to work as you have designed them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Jesus. Oh, just feel the presence of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Just let the power of the Lord sit on you. Amen. Lord God, I thank you for the word of the Lord tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, that these dry bones are living again. And I thank you, Lord God, that we'll put our works to the word. We'll put our faith to use, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you're moving on our behalf, and you know what we have need of. And I thank you that we'll be doers of your word tonight and not hearers only. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. In terms of sports, the Tigers swept their series against the Twins, which as of last night, as of yesterday, puts them back to 500, which I didn't think they would really ever be at this year. I figured, okay, we'll have last year all over again, basically. But so far, not quite. And so, like I said, they swept the Twins. Now they'll play, I believe, tomorrow they get back to playing. And then, in the state of Michigan, there are players, coaches, parents who are trying to get Whitmer and the MHSAA to allow high school football season, to allow the high school football season to take place this fall rather than in the spring. I think it needs to be played. If they do, and the band's there, I know they probably won't allow the fans inside, but I'll still sneak up in front of that gate to hear it, of course. And then who knows, maybe I'll get lucky and they'll let me pass. Maybe Coach Mettner could just list me as one of his nephews. Just saying. That's all. I mean, that was Coach or something. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. Amen. See you tomorrow night. God first, God always. So long.